Good morning, Oregon. It's Monday, September 26th. This is Beth Slovic with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. The city of Portland is on track to achieve another record it doesn't want. This time, it's for car thefts. The Oregonian Oregon Live estimates that thieves will steal about 12,200 cars, trucks, and motorcycles by the end of this year. If so, that will shatter a high from 1994, when the city saw close to 9,800 vehicle thefts. Portland's population has grown since then, so its rate of auto thefts is about the same as it was in the early 1990s, but that rate is higher than those in San Francisco and Seattle. Portland police say they're stretched too thin to respond to all the reports of stolen vehicles, so a group of 10,000 people have banded together on Facebook to hunt down stolen cars. Members of the group, appropriately named PDX Stolen Cars, say they've helped about 500 owners recover their vehicles. A Washington County judge blasted the Oregon Department of Corrections Friday at the sentencing hearing for Jedediah Lunn, who last year escaped from a work crew in the Grails Creek campground and then bludgeoned two women nearly to death. The Corrections Department contracts with the Department of Forestry to manage prison work crews. In this case, a single Forestry Department worker supervised the crew and was distracted when Lunn bolted. He then failed to realize Lunn was gone for at least an hour, despite a requirement that he check on the crew every 30 minutes. Lunn was captured later that day 45 miles away on Sovie Island. Lunn was under the influence of methamphetamines that day and will serve 34 and a half years for charges that include two counts of first-degree attempted murder. Washington County Circuit Judge Andrew Irwin questioned how Lunn accessed illegal drugs that day and criticized the poor oversight. Quote, "I would challenge every single citizen of this county," he said, "to be outraged by this." First-year students at colleges and universities in Oregon faced major disruptions to their high school educations, and some of them are at risk of failing or dropping out of college because of lagging skills, experts worry. But some students starting classes this week at Portland State University, the University of Oregon, and elsewhere had a leg up with programs that intentionally gave them a boost with figuring out study skills, time management, and how to talk to their professors. At PSU, that program is called Summer Bridge, a month-long orientation that's part of a so-called Strong Start initiative that Oregon's public university started in 2021 to help students who experienced pandemic disruptions in high school or at community colleges. Funds appropriated by the legislature are targeted toward minority students and underrepresented groups, though any first-year student can apply on many campuses. Early figures show that students who took part in Strong Start last summer boosted their GPAs and stayed in school at higher rates than first-year students who didn't participate. Now universities want the legislature to renew $20 million in funding for the program when it meets next year. Next time your travels take you to northeastern Oregon, pack light and leave your books at home. You can always stop at Powell's Books in tiny Condon, Oregon, population 760, or 761 if you visit. There's a small outpost of the popular Portland megastore on Main Street in Condon, thanks to a 29-year-old connection between the megastore's founder, Michael Powell, and Darla Seal, the original owner of the outpost, which started as a store called Country Flowers. Powell had a vacation property in the next county, and he liked to visit the store because it sold espresso, back when fewer people knew about espresso. Quote, "It just seemed like a good idea at the time," Powell told the Oregonian Oregon Live. "I got to know Darla. It didn't take her very long to say, how would you feel about putting some kind of a book presence here?" Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.